This episode has been brought to you by our amazing sponsors, Anchor Valley Wine, Boneyard Elixir, Red Robin, America's Gourmet Burgers and Spirits, Happy Dragon, Mongolian Barbecue, Chris Barnett of Barnett Group at Realty Executives, and JL Insurance.
Celebrating the world's best dabs.
Son, this is whiskey. Try some.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
What are you doing?
Nothing, honey.
Sure, Dad may forget birthdays, graduations, even your fourth grade piano recital. But he'll never forget to tell you.
You're doing that wrong. No, I'm not, Dad. Yes, you are.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. I am your host, JP, joined along with my ever so handsome co-host, Nick Martin. Hello, Nick. How's it going?
It's growing great.
It's growing?
It's growing.
What's growing? You know what? Don't answer that question.
Yeah.
Our
followers.
Your there followers and your likes.
That is absolutely true. And yeah. We have the pleasure to be joined with a singer-songwriter, an amazing friend, a Latino lover.
I am.
And one hell of a model American, and most importantly, an amazing dad, Mr. Frankie Hernandez.
Well, hello to you.
How are you, sir?
I'm great, man.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're stoked to have you, man. I've been actually looking forward to this episode for quite some time. We've been hyping it up for a few weeks.
Yes.
And I'm just glad you're here before all the mayhem that's going to start with Dadcast gets in, because we might not be able to book people here coming soon.
I'm glad I got in right at the right time.
You did.
Well, I saw you guys, you know, posting and you're doing the Dadcast thing. I'm like, well, that's number one. That's a cool name, you know. So I looked it up.
That's all JP.
And I call up. I was like, hey man, I got an album coming out. Can I come on? And then since I started following you guys, like, it's grown exponentially. And like, we got Randy Couture coming. I'm like, no, that's they're messing with me. They have to be messing with me. And Stormy and
yeah,
like.
Brett Young.
Wow.
Randy Couture is, it looks like we're going to meet with him later next month. I say next month, but we're almost in a new month, but that's about 2 or 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got Jordan Farmar, NBA champion from the Lakers coming up. We got the guys from Lit coming up. We've got, didn't you say Barack Obama's coming on, Nick?
Not yet.
No, but you're working on it.
I am. I've tweeted him a couple of times. No, I'm not getting anything back though.
Dude, we should get Barack and Trump in at the same time.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some Alex Jones. Dude. How cool would that be?
That would be craziness. But forget those guys. Those guys are nothing compared to the man we have sitting in the chair today.
Oh, man. We're
Mr.
neighbors.
Frankie Hernandez. So, sir, I always ask the question. Of course, it's kind of a prerequisite that you need to be a dad to be on the show, or a single mother who plays the role of both. We have yet to have said single mother on the show. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. If there's any ladies out there that would like to be.
There's a few.
Right, we're talking celebrity single moms.
All right. There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a few of those, too.
How many kids do you have?
I have 3 children. 5, including stepchildren.
All right. Ages, yeah. Boys, girls, little of both. What do we got?
Little of both. The girls are my wife's oldest. It will be 20 next month. My oldest will be 18 next month. And then her son will be 13. And then my little boys are 5 and 7.
Wow. You got a full plate, man.
Oh, man.
How's that? How's that ride? How's that experience? Is it great being a dad?
Oh, it really truly is the best thing to ever happen to me. And it's always the first thing I say. Like, if you ever hear me complain, you miss the part where I say it was the best thing that ever.
Right. I think we all fall along that sometime. I mean, gosh, it was not even last night where, you know, what was it? My son Sawyer, if you're listening to this podcast episode, I apologize for telling the world what you did last night, but,
oh boy.
But we're going to, so when I say these words and I say he stole from me, yeah, you immediately raise an eyebrow and go, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? That's craziness. But it turns out that I had my credit card linked to a Facebook gaming center, and he purchased a $2 thing. But the thing is he needed to know the code. And he knew the code because I gave it to him like a day before, and he took it upon himself to buy something. And, well, he got in trouble for that. And anywho. But I still love the kid. I still love being his dad, and it's the greatest thing in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. So, you're a musician.
Yes.
In fact, gosh, we're going on 20 years knowing each other now, give or take.
It's getting up there, yeah.
Yeah, back when I used to work on 96.9 The Rogue is when I was introduced to, I believe at the time, were you doing a band in 2005, or was it just the Frankie Hernandez band?
2005, I just moved here. Okay. Right at the end.
So that's right. So we've known each other as long as we've both been in Oregon.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I was absolutely captivated by, I was walking down the street and there's a bar show going on and I heard a trumpet. I heard a trumpet coming from somewhere and I played a trumpet as a child all the way up until high school. I swear to God, I would be as good, if not better than you today, if I had kept it up during high school, but I decided that wasn't the cool thing to do back then. And I kicked my ass every day because I didn't.
Football is probably the single most reason that I'm the best trumpet player now.
Yeah.
Well, because all the good ones quit to play football, right?
Right. Well, see, and that's exactly what I did. Then got injured, didn't go back to playing the music. And then, you know, marijuana ruled my life. And there you are.
And here we are.
Here we are, all living where it grows with so easily.
A bunch of kids.
How long have you been playing the instruments and how many of them do you play?
I play most everything to some degree. But trumpet, was the very first. It's my first love, and we started together at age 12.
Oh wow! See, sixth grade.
Yeah,
I started in third grade. That's buzzing. That's what I keep hearing. Nick's got his dang phone on like airline mode, and it's vibrating the table, which is vibrating the microphone.
Very popular.
I'll let it vibrate my leg.
You know, you need to turn the notifications off because I know this problem, man. My phone has just been buzzing off the hook for the past 3 weeks.
It's legitimately my phone. It's not my notifications.
Okay.
People are texting me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right, man. I'm just saying it's a good thing.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, you're getting there, my friend. You are absolutely getting there. I was in third grade when I started playing the trumpet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was pretty gosh darn good at it. And then in fifth grade, I got to play for the mayor of Thousand Oaks, California, because the school teacher was trying to push for more funding for elementary school music, which to this day, I'm all about. You know, that, yeah. You know, if you want to fund music or sports, I'm going to fund the music if it's me. But yeah, I did all the way up through junior high. And then, like I said, quit in high school, but I was real good. And then I didn't play for like 20 years and I picked up that trumpet. And everything I learned, gone.
Really? Not even the B-flat scale?
Oh, I could do my scale. Okay. No problem.
Everybody can do that.
I couldn't, those notes that I could hit before with getting those lips all super duper tight and the strength it takes in those muscles, gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I was pretty sad that day.
Brass is unforgiving when you don't play.
Man, it is. But man, you are so. Did you bring the trumpet in today?
I didn't.
Okay, you brought the guitars. That's all right. That's probably a good idea. We've got other people working in this building. And as beautiful, as awesome it would be, it might be annoying for them, but you did definitely bring in some guitar, so we are going to hear some Frankie Hernandez music.
Yes.
I am going to drop a seed right now with you, Frankie.
All right.
Am I talking too much? Oh, man, it happens all the time. Babylon, would love to hear that damn song sometime today. If you could work that into your, even just a snippet of it.
All right, I think I can play a piece of it.
I love that. I know. Remember the last time I made you play it? It was when you came into KBOY.
Yep.
It was that probably the last time you played it, huh?
I think it is.
So tell us about your journey as a dad and a musician. Have your kids taken up? How old is your oldest child?
She'll be 18 next
18.
Month.
Is she very musical at all?
Oh, she's very creative.
Yeah.
Actually, she has a really nice voice. So she still sings in the choir and the Rogue Valley Chorus and they're Ashland High, but she writes a lot of fan fiction. So she's always writing. She's always drawing. Just super talented. When I was the last time that I was able to teach a songwriting class, like for kids, I think over at the Pacifica there in the Applegate, mm-hmm. did a little music camp, and so she came and she was in it, and I was astounded that she actually knew how to put songs together. I was like, oh, she's paying attention. And I even heard her talking to one of her little writer friends, and she said the words word economy, which when I'm talking about songwriting, because you only have, you know, what, a verse, a chorus, another verse, maybe a bridge. That's all of what, 80 words?
Right.
How do you create emotion in 80 to 100 words? It's word economy. You know, figuring out telling a cohesive story and evoking emotion within the space of a breath. Because each time you sing a phrase, that's just one little breath.
Yeah.
So, and to hear her say that, I was like,
"That's a proud daddy.
That's my kid."
That's amazing, man. That's why I love this podcast, Nick. Talking about the things and it feels as a dad, and the things that make us proud, the things that piss us off,
exactly,
the things that just all of them wrapped into everything. It's,
Well, you were bold because you know, like she's 17 and getting her license still. And you posted your little driving experience, and I would not.
Oh, did I? I was talking about posting it. In fact, I was telling Dustin Clark of Fogline in the last week's episode how she got my oldest got her permit.
Oh, yeah.
And the first day we went out, I was going to put it on Facebook Live, and that was a very poor decision on my part.
Oh, see, I do. I just, I go for it.
If, yeah, you did.
If I'm going to die, I want it on camera.
Yeah, but your daughter didn't decide to run a stop sign and go into cross traffic first time driving.
She decided to take the corner getting onto the freeway at 5 miles an hour. so there's that.
Yes, death from behind.
On the gas, step on the gas, little girl.
Like, let's go. No, Dad, no.
She's driving yet? Or?
Yeah, she's... We're marking the hours behind the wheel.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And, so
that old goal to 100, right?
Oh man, I live out in Eagle Point, and she had never been above 25. Ooh. So her first experience getting up to 55 was on the country road that goes to my house, and there was a little bit of this, and you know, there's no shoulders. It's the country. It just drops right off into the irrigation ditches, and I'm like, oh man. I asked her to do this.
Right? Oh, it's scary. It's so scary. And it's funny because the things that we take for granted, driving, all the little things, like when you're going much faster, the tiny touch of the wheel veers the car versus going real slow. You got to really yank on that sumbitch. They don't realize that. No. And so you're going 55 and she wants to turn and all of a sudden she does it just a little bit, and all of a sudden you're, you know, rolled 20 times in a field.
Man,
we didn't get there yet, but no, it felt close. Yeah.
I've had a lot of close calls too. It's not fun. I make my wife take them. I'm like, you know what? You have more patience than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The world needs me.
I wish I could do that. My lady, I have to beg and plead and push and prod and pull some teeth to get her to go do it because she has anxiety driving herself.
Yeah.
Imagine how it would be taking the brand new, just permitted driver who's never experience. So she's got, I'll do most of that.
I always play the dad cast card. I'm like, babe, I've got this.
I got work to do.
I got this podcast thing going. Randy Couture is going to be on.
We should, you know what, for just an experiment on this exact episode, okay, this is what we're going to do, Nick. You ready?
What are we going
to
do?
As soon as we're done recording, and we say goodbye to our awesome friend Frankie here. Uh-huh. You are going to spend the next 4 days editing and putting this video up and audio. And I'm going to spend the next 4 days contacting managers and talking to celebrities and doing social media again.
Are you still pissed that Randy didn't give me your
Yes, I'm pissed off. It's my sneaky way to get all their phone numbers just so I can say I have them.
I tried. I will get it to you. I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's important. Is it not important, Frankie, that the producer gets to talk to the guests to figure out what they should do prior? I call me crazy, but that's important.
We got a little bit to go in here. I don't want to quite take sides yet. I just figure, you know, maybe you guys have a crystal you could fight over in the center, and I do more than you. I do more than you.
You know,
you switch bodies.
I think JP actually does a lot more than I do.
I would disagree.
Really?
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing.
So healthy.
The relationship him and I have, I mean, so far has been nothing but symbiotic and perfect. I mean, you just heard it. He thinks I do more. Yeah. Well, I do a lot when it comes to the technical side of things, you know, the editing, the filming and making everything sound good, which is probably very important when it comes to a podcast, right? Sure. Right.
Yeah.
But the underappreciated part, which I think a lot of people don't get, is Nick is booking celebrity guests and has the connections and the know-how. And you got us a manager. You got us all these huge guests. You got Frankie Hernandez in here.
But it wouldn't have happened without your production.
Oh, he's so polite.
So it's a give and take.
Well, I mean, and that's the artist's dilemma. You know, that's as living as an artist, like You have this natural generosity. You have this creativity. Like you would make it look good and sound good. And for who, you know,
right?
Besides you.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's that part like, okay, well, I want to do this for money so that I can buy better gear, make it look better, make it sound better, have fun people to talk to. And who would ever know if someone wasn't staying organized?
Right.
You know, I'm the Frankie Hernandez band. I gotta do it all. I mean, fortunately, you know, I'm in an amazing marriage, you know, and so, and then that's the other unspoken half is like the ladies that support you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if our women didn't support us, I don't think this wouldn't even be a thing.
You're making how much?
Yeah. You're gonna lose your job over this.
You get it what? Wait, whoa.
Hold on.
Thankfully I'm not in that position. But no, I'll tell you what. It is March 30th, 2021. On April 1st, that's April Fool's Day. On April 2nd, 2022, Nick, if I am not driving a Tesla.
I have a feeling it's going to happen a lot sooner than that. But
let's get back to Frankie.
All right.
This is Frankie, the dad. I know.
Sharing our goals. Well, on April 2nd, I start my my crowdfunding campaign for the upcoming record.
We're talking 2 days from now?
2 days from now.
Okay. Oh, wow. The date of this recording, for the record,
which will
probably end up being like 6 days ago if you're listening to this right now, or possibly even a month ago if you're taking your time. Tell us about that crowdfunding.
Well, I'm doing a Kickstarter campaign. I started a new project called That Guy at My Church, and it's a contemporary Christian gospel worship record, and it's called Shouting in the Wilderness. And starting on, like I said, on April 2nd, I'll start the crowdfunding to just invite people into my vision of it. You know, it's saying, okay, well, the single's going to come out on this date, the rest of the record's going to come out on this date. You know, going out and making a music video, or actually a few, at the same time building up my home studio so that there can always be an outpouring of Frankie Hernandez music.
Awesome. So you said you're going to make some music videos. You bought a camera, man.
I did.
Yeah, there it is, right there. Well done. I know a guy who suggested the camera you buy, and you actually went out and bought it.
Trained
so I really do hope it works out well for you.
Yeah, it'll be fine. And it's one of those things like you're learning. You can wear all the hats that you want to and do what you can do well, but at the end of the day, there's this specialized skill set you have. And it's okay to farm out some of the work.
Absolutely, right? And if you need some help, YouTube, man. You just put in the name of that camera, YouTube, amazing. Tutorial beginner, and you will fall down the deepest rabbit hole you have ever seen. And you're going to come out the other side a pro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This crowdfunding, where can people go? Is it a website?
It will be.
Okay.
I get my link today because I submitted about a week ago.
All right.
If you stay tuned, anything Frankie Hernandez music, my Instagram, Facebook, that guy at my church, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channels.
And we'll share it on Dad.
Yeah, all that information.
Thanks, guys.
By the time this thing is edited, I will put a link to it right. It's going to be right here.
All right.
Okay. It's going to be right.
Okay. And that's
right
me.
Here somewhere. There you go. All right. So. Are you going to play some music for us? You want to do that now, a little later? Nick, so wait, take the conch. All right.
So what brought you to worship gospel music? I've got to know.
Well, it's been a long road. It's been a totally long road. Like I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
I was like priest-tracked from when I was like 8 to 14, 15 years old, mostly just because I think I can memorize things. And and then, you know, I learned about the no sex thing. And around 14, 15, that started to just ring more and more than about the glory of Jesus and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, learning the history of the Catholic Church and all churches, because they're all steeped in just – it's a bloody road we all come from. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, no sex. They've killed millions of people that look like me.
And, right.
And one of my friends just committed suicide, and how did – God stop that. And this, right. All this, and the setup of our culture is it kind of leans toward the intellectual superiority of atheism. Mm-hmm. And it's, you seem a lot cooler when you're like, these guys are stupid. and I bought into that and it's fine. You know, like I learned what I learned as an atheist, as a Buddhist, as, you know, someone following inside the New Age and the creating your own reality. Like, I never stopped wanting to be a good person. And it's kind of in our, it's in our subconscious that we want, like, we want to be good. And the back of our mind, we know we should have some sort of relationship with God, however we understand God. Just right. like, you know, when we know we want to be thin, you know, it's like, well, we know what we're supposed to do, but maybe we do it and maybe we don't. And we have reasons for it all.
That's the case, is because burritos for me.
Oh, fried chicken. So I'm not a supermodel. And I could stand to grow a couple more inches and shave off 20 years, I guess.
Well, we ain't doing that. But the pounds, I suppose, if we gave it a shot. It always comes up in every podcast. I got to do something about it. Without getting up at 2 a.m.
before,
with you, Nick.
Before Vegas, too, because I don't want you to die.
You want me to lose 60 pounds in 3 weeks? That will kill me.
Lose 20 pounds. Just, I don't want you to die when Farmer kicks your ass playing basketball.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry.
Oh, this is happening.
It is happening.
Well, he wants us to play one-on-one, and my idea is to play two-on-one, Nick and I versus Jordan. And even if we do that, we're still going to get our asses kicked.
I think that makes sense because the height –
if you stand you on top of me, yeah,
exactly,
we'll be as tall as Jordan.
Yes.
That's a perfectly acceptable loss.
He's also 10 years younger than me at this point, and he's retired from the NBA. But we're getting off track again.
Okay, yeah, that happens.
All right. Frankie.
So back to
worship things. Music. So yeah. I ended up getting a job down the street here at the Methodist Church. The pastor at the time was looking to hire someone that wasn't very churchy, and I was absolutely that.
Very churchy. That's so – that should be a song right there. Yeah. Churchy. I'm not very churchy. Okay, go on.
And I'm not, you know, even still. And so just – he was a very eloquent speaker and just got me – you know, but by this point, you know, I'd sit where a lot of people in the New Age do. I'm like, oh, well, you know, like, Jesus was a great teacher, brah. And, you know, so there was healthy respect and being raised with the stories, like there was a homecoming for me, and like learning all the other stories and all, you know, the other philosophies of how to attain enlightenment or be at peace or whatever language, whatever the goal is in other spiritual systems, like to come home and be with the Garden of Eden and the parting of the seas and the resurrection. It was like, wow, I really missed these stories. And so to get to come in and pour in intellectually and put everything in into the context of learning a book, you know, there's a whole system of ethics, like unquestionable ethics, like when your heart isn't right, and just having the courage to say my heart isn't right. And right now, like when things have gotten crazy, And I don't feel like I'll never be able to judge or to know for anyone else. But I know for me that I couldn't have made it through this past year and a half if my heart wasn't right. So in growing in my knowledge and my intimacy with my spiritual practice, then I wrote these amazing songs, because I didn't always feel like, well, there isn't always something that speaks to me. Like, there's a lot of songs about, oh, Jesus, we love you and you're the best and this is all I ever need. And that's valid and it's cool. But that didn't speak to me when I was coming in and coming back and looking at my own, like, well, did Jesus know how I was as a musician? You know, they know all those dirty things I did, all those times, and like, where's my place? Where's that song?
Right.
You know, like of how I'm not perfect and I'm not close and I never will be, but I want to just be loved, and that's where I'm coming from. Is it's just inviting people into that love. So
would you say it's more of like a Switchfoot type thing, where they're a bunch of Christian dudes, but they're not a Christian band, but they're singing uplifting songs?
No, this particular, I mean, that's going to be true. That's true for the Frankie Hernandez stuff, because I never sang about butts or drugs.
Yeah, you were a pretty clean artist. Yeah, absolutely. It was always uplifting. So
because at the end of the day, we all want to be good.
Right.
You know, we all want to be good. We all want to be in good shape. We all want to be able to take care of our children the best way we can. Mm. And it's just, for me, it's about aligning myself centrally, spiritually, so that I could stand up and do all of those things.
Okay.
Cool. And so this record, that's why I invented the That Guy at My Church band, so that I could do, so I could not take all these, you know, amazing Frankie Hernandez fans that I've built, mm-hmm. and then just run them into this Jesus poll, because that's
right.
Because the first impulse is to think, oh, well, Jesus means that I'm bad. And it's number one, it's not true, but it's not what I'm trying to do in anybody. So if you want to come and get the same Frankie Hernandez music, like, it's there. I'll keep making that until I die. But then there's this other thing that people are absolutely welcome to come and be a part of, and they know what it's going to be. So, yeah.
But you wouldn't be a true musician, in my opinion, if you didn't expand and diverge and try different things.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, especially with what's going on in your personal life now. I mean, that's the road that as a musician this is completely normal, man, right?
Yeah.
This is what happens. And I look forward to hearing some of that music. Are you ready to play something for us yet? Or are you want to, cause I'd like to hear something.
Sure.
Something new, definitely. Right?
All right. I'll play you a couple. I'll play one from that's coming out on the new record.
Yes.
And then I'll play one. It's a new one. It's still a Frankie Hernandez thing. And there's some Christianese in the language that, It's still good. It's still me. I'm still the same person.
Of course it is, man.
I haven't swallowed no Kool-Aid. And Jesus is my only light and salvation, and I'm not ever going to not play in a bar again. That's...
A lot of people just showed up out of nowhere, Frankie.
So weird. I love it.
So, you all, get ready for this. You're in for a treat. Frankie Hernandez playing some tunes. That thing is going to pick up everything just great.
Okay, already.
And
I just sing real loud.
Okay.
All right. I know the God I pray. This prayer most every day. Some version just depends on the day. You know that I do. It's not the words I say or the thoughts I relay. I know I just wanna stay connected to you. It's always gratitude. Asking forgiveness, show me my smallness, show me your bigness. It's guide me and it's teach me, and I just wanna come home. God, I say please, 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 and all of the thank yous. I'm sorry for the wrong that I do. I don't feel like enough, I need you to lift me up. And it's praise, praise, praise you. Raise, raise, raise me like Jesus before me. Thank you for all that you do with my pleas and thank yous. My pleas and thank yous. I know that you know best when you deny my request. I've learned that I will end up blessed and at rest in your hands. When others take a fall, I get to answer the call, and I would pray for them all if I was given the chance. It's always gratitude, asking forgiveness. Show me my smallness, show me your bigness. It's guide me and it's teach me, and I just wanna come home. God, I say please, 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 and all of the thank yous. I'm sorry for the wrong that I do. I don't feel like enough, I need you to lift me up. And it's praise, praise, praise you for all of your glories. Raise, raise, raise me like Jesus before me. Thank you for all that you do with my pleas and thank yous. My job is today, your job is tomorrow. My
my job is to pray. You paid for my sins and sorrow. My job is today, your job is tomorrow. My job is to pray. You paid for my sins, paid for my sins and sorrow. Please, 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 and all of the thank yous. I'm sorry for the wrong that I do. I don't feel like enough. I need you to lift me up. And it's praise, praise, praise you for all of your glories. Raise, raise, raise me like Jesus before me. Thank you for all that you do with my pleas and thank yous. My pleas and thank yous. My pleas and thank yous.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Hernandez, or that guy from the church.
That guy from my church.
That guy from my church. Amazing,
that
man.
You so good. Wow.
It doesn't matter what you sing to me.
Oh, man.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies every single time, and you are one of my favorite guys around here to play music. Oh, definitely. Keep it up. Got anything else? Let's do it.
Yeah, so this one I wrote probably about a year ago, and it's coming off a pretty gnarly little breakup, you know, because those happen.
They do. I haven't had one for a while. Thank God. Good. I don't think I'll ever have one again.
I'll never have one again. Yeah. Not one of those. I mean, my heart will break for different reasons.
Fair enough.
But not for this one.
All right.
This one's called I'm Your Guy, which will come out on the next Frankie Hernandez record.
Oh, available on iTunes everywhere.
Yeah, we're thinking right around Croptober.
Croptober! That sounds fair enough. Especially coming from around here.
I need your loving. You break me open. Nothing means nothing without you, without you, without you. I would never give you up, I would only let you in. Whatever your demand is, oh, the plan is, baby, you can count me in. I'm your genie, magical and steamy, grant your wishes, I can make you fly. I'm your guy. I'm your guy. You're my mama, true love. You know that you're my true love. When I wake up, baby, you're what I was dreaming of. You got the vision and you got the style. You got the booty and you got the smile. All that I could ask for, front on the back door. No matter what you serve me, I need more of that hustler, lady of God. You ain't easy, nah, nah, nah. Making me crazy, make the wait. Feels like heaven and feels like fate. You don't want to be kept, well, that's just fine. Open up, please, give me some of your sunshine. Your sunshine. I would never give you up, I would only just give in. Whatever your demand is, oh, the plan is, baby, you can count me in. I'm your genie, magical and steamy. Grant your wishes, I can make you fly. I'm your guy. I'm your guy. I used to feel like your papi chulo, but you make me feel like a pain in the culo. All that I give in love, I give in grace like God up above. I ain't no saint like Jesus, but the Holy Spirit sees us. Raising our glasses, raising our kids, raising our hearts, making a bid for a future. We nurture, living out loud, not a murmur. The dark before the dawn only worsens. But when the sun comes through, I'm telling you, I'm your person, your person, your person. I would never give you up, I would only just give in. Whatever your demand is, all the plan is, baby, you can count me in. I'm your genie, magical and steamy, grant your wishes, I can make you fly.
I'm your guy. I'm your guy. I need your loving. You break me open. Nothing, nothing means nothing without you, without you, without you. I need your loving. You break me open. Nothing, nothing means nothing without you, without you, without you. Without you, without you, without you, without you. Without you, without you. I would never give you up, I would only just give in. Whatever your demand is, oh, the plan is, baby, you can count me in. I'm your genie, magical and steamy. Grant your wishes, I can make you fly. I'm your guy.
Yeah! So you're my guy. Oh, well, I'm not your guy. Here we go. Anyway, fantastic, Frankie, as so, always. So good. And that's new stuff. You know, I was just sitting there and just fully engulfed in you. Can tell because you'll see it on that camera. What was going through my head is I have had so little live music.
Oh man.
And in my life, and now 2 weeks in a row, I've had someone come in, sit in that seat, and play some songs. Granted, we're in a tiny little perfectly soundproof room.
But it's still awesome.
It's still live. It's still in front of me, and I miss it so much.
I think we all do.
Oh, it's killing me, man. But it's slowly returning. Do you have any shows coming up aside from
Friday? Well, the next couple I have coming up are what do I have? Oh, the 15th I have a live show over at the at Grape Street.
Grape Street Bar and Grill.
Grape Street Bar and Grill.
April 15th.
April 15th. So Friday will be
that? Is that a Friday night?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. So I believe the show over here at the Ghostlight Playhouse on April 2nd, which you'll probably be watching and you can't come to. I'm sorry, you guys, because right. It'll be past that date. But so that'll be in person and live online.
That's streamed. Friday night.
Yeah.
This Friday night. Uh-huh. Ghostlight. Howie's.
Yeah, Howie's.
The Ghostlight Playhouse. That's Howie's. Come on.
Yeah, it's you know, I'll tell you what, I did a show there a couple months ago, and it was really nice just to be in that room.
Oh, right?
Like, that room is
magic. Are they using
the
bigger side, or is it back on the small side?
The stage side.
On stage side.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, stage side, the wood floors, the brick walls, it still sounds great. John Wing and all the folks from the Randall Theater are running it. Their whole plan is to be like a community theater. You know, that you can go in and you could buy a subscription to and still always be able to sit there, or you can just buy the content.
Right.
Nice. So they have comedy shows in there. They have us, the community theater play pieces. It's cool.
Yeah, man. I've seen so many shows there. Even when I was banned from there for 3-4 years, I still got to see a crap ton of shows.
That happens.
We won't even go in that topic.
Right?
It's been talked about so much over. We don't need to go over that one again. But yeah, man, that's going to be a good show. I might stop in there and see if we can. I know I can.
We might have to do a little double date action on the 15th, I'm thinking.
There you go.
Double on the 15th. Oh, Grape Street. Yes, that one. I got no problem with that. Who's going to babysit, though? We are dads.
We are.
Who do you – have a live-in babysitter, Nick?
I do. I have a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
So do I. Isn't that great?
Yes.
And I'm about to have a live-in designated driver.
Yes.
Why did I quit drinking?
I did the same thing. So I'll be drinking water while we watch.
I guess you could drive. Well, I told my lady when we were in Florida, I said, it was St. Patrick's Day, and boy, did I have some whiskey. Okay, I'm Irish. Jameson, vacation, beach of Florida. It was the perfect scenario. And I had a bunch of Jameson. And you know what? Wasn't that bad. You know, normally I get rip-roaring, disgustingly bad hangovers, and I curse to the day I'll never drink again. But it wasn't that bad. But you know what I found out about you know, 1 o'clock in the morning after starting about 5 p.m., I'm sitting there going, okay, this is fun, but I'm not having as much fun as I used to mm-hmm. when I go out drinking. And I'm just sitting there looking at her, and she's having a blast. Don't get me wrong. She's doing, come on, let's go. Oh, yeah. But I'm like, you know what, darling, I think after tonight, I'm done drinking, at least for a while. Yeah. And it's just, that was St. Patrick's Day 2 weeks ago.
Oh, just a couple. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not like I have a problem, but it was like, you know, Nick stopped drinking
a little over a year ago.
Yeah. And I've got no reason. I didn't have as much fun as I used to drinking alcohol. Yeah. And the next morning in recovering, no matter how well I tried to take care of myself during drink of water, it just wasn't a thing for me anymore. Yeah. So we're going to take some time off, and maybe on my birthday come the end of this year, December, we'll have a few drinks and go. But other than, you know, I might have a beer or two here and there when, but I'm not actively looking to go out and have a drink anymore. Yeah. I'd rather hang out with my kids.
Yeah. I've kind of found it's more fun just to be sober, hang out with the kiddos, and like know what's going on. You know, I was doing these concerts, and it was like I'd get hammered and not remember what the hell I was doing. So now it's
And concert tickets aren't cheap anymore.
No. The concerts I was throwing, I was So I'd be like backstage just knocking them back and just not remember, like, what am I doing? This is a business. Why am I being an asshole?
And, right.
Ding, ding, ding. First cuss word of the night.
Sorry.
Oh,
good
my bad.
Job.
Oh, crap.
I mean, that's kudos to all three of us, right?
Right, I know. Normally there's a shit in there. At least. We're at least five minutes into it.
But. So I consciously chose, I'm older. Like, I can't hang like this anymore. So it's like, you know, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want my friends to be like, oh, there's Nick. He's going to be an idiot again.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot more fun.
It's nice not to be that guy.
But I will admit I won't have a problem going to a concert, and if a random, you know, little rolled up J hits happens to pop right in front of me.
See, I'm okay with that.
I'll puff give some bitch. Here we go. You know,
me a gummy bear.
No problem. Ooh, a little CBD action. Yeah. Little chewy. Little gummy.
A little THC in there too. I'm good with that.
Yeah, the Wonder Ones are nice.
It is Southern Oregon.
Southern Oregon.
If you're listening, we'd like to talk to you too.
We would like to sponsor you, good sir.
Exactly.
How about them apples? All right. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Are you actively promoting during the middle of a guest Frankie Hernandez show right now, Nick?
Promoting what?
Promoting another guest to come on?
I'm just asking another guest to come on.
Hey, man, we talked about the ones from the future.
Haven't you figured out yet that at least 10 to 15% of the show I have to give Nick crap?
The one thing I learned from Bossum.
Yes.
Just start name dropping.
Right. Exactly. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. Barack Obama. Jeez.
That works pretty good.
Hey, Alex Jones.
I mean, I would never do that. Like, I would never do. I never tell anybody about the times that I got to play on stage here at the Brit with Michael Franti during the hit, or whenever I opened for Los Lobos and they said, hey, come play trumpet. I don't talk about that. I don't name drop. Right. Like, that's not my style.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
I'd never drop Michael Franti's name either.
Who does that?
You know?
One time when Michael Franti called me at home.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
I mean, and that video is on my Frankie Hernandez music channel. I mean, what kind of self-promoter goes and does this sort of stuff?
I don't know.
Day drinks with Gavin DeGraw all day.
I know.
Gets him so drunk he forgets where he's playing at Brit.
And who literally talked to Brett Young today? I mean, geez.
Yeah,
not us. No. Of course not us. We wouldn't be.
I'm glad to see you guys doing so well. Like, it makes me really happy to see something creative just really flourishing, and to watch you guys put into it and be smart about it. It inspired me.
I'm inspired by what this guy does, and you know, I could keep saying it. He's like, oh, you do all the work, man. I do not.
If we didn't sound this good, we would not have the guests that we have.
Well, we might have at least one of them, but that would be it. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But see, that's just the thing. You know, here. So you're watching this video right now out on YouTube world, and there's like multiple cameras. This is going to be the last time, mark my words, I promise, that the video production of this podcast, it's okay, but this is not up to snuff for me, all right? It's going to be so friggin' awesome here in the next couple of weeks. It's going to look better than Joe Rogan's new studio. It's Death Star.
It's going to be awesome.
And that is something much, because his new studio is kind of janky, weird looking.
It is a little weird.
But
okay, all right.
But then again, if I had $100 million thrown my way.
But, you know, Joe Rogan, we still love you.
Oh, dude.
We still love you to come on our podcast.
I went down the rabbit hole on him again. I go down a lot of rabbit holes, Frankie.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
It is. But with this, the YouTube, it's amazing. Yeah. I watched a docu on him. It's like a 20-minute quick thing on his upbringing and how he got to where he did.
Back to the Joe Rogan Questions Everything episodes.
Right.
He did on Sci-Fi. So good.
Uh-oh, where's Frankie going?
You guys want to see more, you need to come to the Dadcast channel.
Oh, you got 75% of it though.
You got there's going to be some better stuff coming. I think Frankie's going to play some more songs.
He is, and if not, well, you got a sneak peek at the whole episode. Oh, are you recording up there still?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. I hit the button for you.
Oh, you did. I did.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Good. You got to be realized. Oh, so. Your oldest is 18. How old's the guy? I'm trying to skew us back into the whole dad thing.
Yes. The little guy, he's 5.
5 years old. I remember when that was 5 years ago. I think my lady, you were playing. I think it might have been in Howie. Was it in Howie's?
Probably.
I think it was.
Okay.
But we got you a baby gift. And,
yes.
And you were like, yeah. Really? I'm like, why? What do you mean, really? Of course.
Yes, that was, I remember that.
Because you got us a gift for our little girl Avery when she was born. Yep. It was almost 8 years freaking old now.
I can't believe that.
And yeah, it's just amazing how time grows. I didn't get a chance to talk about this on the podcast yet, on any of the episodes recently, but Avery, my littlest, this one.
Hi, this is Avery. Thanks for listening to my dad on Dadcast.
She just finished up her 2-year reign as Junior Pear Blossom Pageant Royalty Queen. And that's the first time in 100 years that anyone can say such a thing, because last year the pageant was canceled because of COVID.
Sure.
So she got to hold on to the title for an extra year.
That's how it happened. Right.
Yes. So that's how she's the only two-time or
most
the
awesome
2 year
to come from COVID.
Right. It's not a bad thing. No. If there's any positives, that's definitely
that
one.
That is definitely a positive.
But
for sure,
because there was a 2-year gap, we went to the new pageant, which they had last week, just a few days ago. It was Friday actually. And, she got to crown the new queen, and she got to go up there and do a little talking and be in front of everyone. But you know, watching our kids grow up, you know they're getting bigger, but you don't realize how big they're getting so quickly until you see them standing next to the girl who won it after her only 2 years ago, and Avery is like a foot taller.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, what?
Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was that big when she won, give or take, you know. But it was just so cute, and that was like super-duper proud moment. I mean, I did a vlog on it. You know, if you want to check it out, it's up there. I'll link it. Go check it out. From 2 years ago when she won. And I was a blubbering mess. My baby girl won. I mean, you only get one shot at this title. Only 5-year-olds are allowed to enter. You can only enter once. And she won it. And I was just.
So what you're saying is my next baby needs to be a girl. So
no, boy or girl. There's a queen and king. Oh. So when Liam is 5.
Sweet.
You enter him in that stuff.
I'm going
to. And as far as I know, I am going to be a judge there until I decide not to. Perfect. So Liam is a friggin' sure in. All right. Wink, wink.
Boom.
Nudge, nudge. All right.
Hashtag Dadcast 2020.
Hashtag King Liam 2025.
2025.
Give or take.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? My math good?
Yeah, that's good. He was born in 2020, so yeah.
Yeah.
I went to public school, sorry.
But yeah, man, it's crazy. Crazy how quick they grow. And gosh, you know, you got a kid who's in the friggin' army. You got a kid who's 18. Mine's just starting to drive.
Man.
And the youngest 7.
It is weird. It's so weird. Like going from like my kids, my youngest is now, or he's 10 months old, but my youngest before that's 13 now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So just like seeing, you know, that progression, I was almost done. And
right.
So now I've got like starting over. We're going in for.
He's having 2 more.
We're going for IVF. We're doing.
Really?
Yeah. Starting next month or. No, starting May.
So okay.
We're going to do it.
Oh, that's why you missed the Dustin's episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I remember hearing about that.
The pre-thing, making sure everything's good to go and everything's good to go. So we're going to film that, document it. It'll be on the Dadcast YouTube channel.
Cool.
Man, maybe we'll sell it to Travel or Netflix or something. Who knows? Whatever.
You hear us?
You got to Netflix. Pay for those babies somehow.
Don't worry. Right? The production value is going to be a whole heck of a lot better. I promise. I keep saying that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, man. No, my coccyx hurts, you guys. My tailbone. My coccyx.
Well,
what?
That's right.
What, Nick? What are you, a child?
I'm not going to say it. You're going to make me say it.
No, don't say it. Don't do it. Don't say it, man. Don't do it.
We've been doing so good.
I was just talking about my coccyx, my tailbone. It's sore.
Oh, it's all right. We'll get you a softer chair.
I'm sorry, Frankie. I appreciate. I think I need to sit on one of those.
The little donut.
Yeah, I know. On my stomach.
Why did you say your ass hurts? My ass hurts right now.
Because it's not my ass. It's my tailbone.
Well, it's my tailbone, but it's my ass. You know, I need a pillow. I think this is what happens when you get over 40.
It's like, fun to say coccyx. I'm sorry. That's
your
whole all.
Body starts falling apart.
Well, I just like watching people's faces.
But see, this poor guy gets triggered, man.
Four episodes prior, we were all over some.
Yeah, it's, we spent
stuff.
10 minutes. We're not going to say it because we're trying to make an active effort to be a little bit cleaner for this.
Come on, you guys. I'm a good Christian man.
Because
we keep your coccyx to yourself.
No.
See, I didn't even have to bring the trumpet.
Exactly.
Oh, man, good stuff. I needed more laughs today. I've laughed a whole bunch today. Today has been an incredibly amazing day, man. We've recorded more podcasts in a single day than we ever done. I've got to listen to live music. I got a bunch of – is the camera stopping?
No, it's – well, maybe.
Hit the red button, dude.
Red button?
Yeah, it's the record button. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. Stop looking at my face and start looking at the table.
Oh, well, hand it to me. Let's see what we got here. It's all right. The beauty of this is we're under no rules.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on.
You can edit out whatever you want to.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're going to flip it back over to you.
Hello.
And then we're going to flip it back over to me. And it's still recording.
It's good. You just saw a little bit right there.
There we go.
Frankie, I have a request.
Surely.
Can you play part of that song, Babylon, that I love?
I'll try. We'll see how this goes.
So let me just tell you, I mean, backstory. I told you about how I loved Frankie back in the day, and every time for a while there he'd do a show. I wasn't a father yet. I was partying, drinking, going out every night, and Frankie was also playing lots of places very frequently here in Southern Oregon, and I kind of felt like a miniature version of Following the Dead when it came to JP following Frankie Hernandez. And this one song, I don't know why this particular song,
it's a cool song,
stuck with me, and it's stuck with me ever since. And the last time you may have played it, I asked you to play it when we did an interview on 95.7 KBOY. And now I'm asking you to play it again for everyone on Dadcast. You don't have to play the whole thing.
Okay. I'll play.
Into that, though, I'm trying to remember the first time I met Frankie. And I think it was – I was doing a show with the Toys and Tripolar, which is Craig Montoya from Everclear,
mm-hmm.
his side band. It was a Halloween show at Ashland. I thought you opened for that one.
It was a St. Patty's Day show.
Oh, St. Patty's Day.
And I did open.
Yeah. It was, yeah, that, we had the Toys. We had Tripolar.
You put that on together?
Yeah, that was mine.
Dude,
was me.
Thank you so much for having me. That show changed my career here.
Really?
Yeah, because when you met me, like I came straight to town. I started working, actually, because I moved here because of my daughter. Being a dad brought me here.
Okay.
I was living in Los Angeles, and I had a working band. We played for Ben Harper's ex-wife, patio party.
Oh, wow.
We had I had gigs, like I was writing for people with demo deals on Hollywood Records, and I played in a video shoot in Rod Stewart's jazz orchestra, like infomercial. And so those are the kind of gigs that I was finally, after living in LA for 5 years, getting.
Right.
But my ex-wife was moving up here with my daughter, who was just born a little bit before that. And mm-hmm. I just, the worst part would be at 2, 3 a.m., you know, sitting there with a pretty good buzz and buzz on alcohol and whatever it was else fun to do. And just living this LA life. And then I'd be miserable. Like, oh my God, like where is my daughter?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I came up here and I heard it was hard to get a job. And I knew one person that used to work at Musician's Friend, which was now Guitar Center.
Uh-huh.
And I went there and I got a job. So I said, okay, I'm moving here. And pretty much immediately I started playing with the T Club. And
yeah.
I started doing a lot of stuff with the T Club. So
and
I'm pretty sure there was the Toys.
No, but and then I got a residency there at the Osprey. I played every Wednesday night, which is where I built the Frankie Hernandez band from.
That might have been where I met you at the Osprey.
Oh, yeah.
That place was so cool.
It was really cool. That I mean, I wish I could remember
every version of it since yeah. then has been pretty cool too. Gosh.
and then I always felt like, man, I just don't feel like anyone knows who I am. And I don't, did I reach out to you and
say, I think it was Mog okay. Toy that was like, hey, Frankie, you've got to get Frankie to open.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Because I'm pretty sure it was Frankie, the toys, and then Tripolar, which was Craig from Everclear.
Okay.
And Greg, the drummer from Everclear at the time.
Yeah. And it was St. Patty's Day, and we played that show. And then I did an after party over at the Siskiyou.
So, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And it was.
And then, yeah, ever since then, like,
we, and then from the that, club, from yeah. that day on, like, the Frankie Hernandez band has, it was something that people knew about.
Right. Yeah, that was a huge show. It was Armory, and, like, it was just, that was crazy.
And I was a big toys fan.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool, getting to blow, oh, man.
Yeah, I got to open for the Specials when they came through there.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Or was it the English Beat? No, it was the English Beat.
Oh,
and I got to open mirror in the bathtub. There.
Yeah, there's been I've done so many cool shows. Vanilla Ice, I did that one back in the day. That was crazy, and
that's one my kids love.
Who doesn't love Vanilla Ice?
That was
wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Come on the Dadcast.
I'm working on it, actually.
Are you really?
I am really,
dude. Who aren't you working on? Can you? Because I think that list will be shorter.
there's nobody.
And see, as soon as you hit it, you're gonna work on that.
Vanilla Ice story. Funny thing about that.
Yeah.
Ended up, he stayed here for like 2 days after that show. Like, we ended up, so my buddy was doing security. We ended up partying with him for like 2 days here. It was dude. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've ever been in a position where I feel like I could support Vanilla Ice's party for 2 days.
I don't even know how it happened. Okay. Like, it was just crazy.
It wasn't the 80s. I think it was okay.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, there we go.
Tour bus, Vanilla Ice, and, you know.
Things that cannot be said or mentioned a lot on a dad cast.
I was going through the verbiage. I'm like, party?
Vanilla Ice, yeah. I'm pretty sure Ninja Turtle showed up at one point.
All right, how about that song, Frankie? Okay. Come on, we're about running out of time, and I gotta hear it live, man. I gotta.
All right, we'll do our absolute very best.
Oh God, I love this. Here we go.
So far, I'm impressed. I get this. I think I got it. Every day we dance around Babylon. Every day we dance. In the darkness we hold the candle. Even if it's too hot to handle, we dance around Babylon. Woke up with my shoes on again. Remote control in my head. Dreams fed by television. Watching the news for the clues of what's really happening. Where warriors of love are marching. Every day we dance around Babylon. Every day we dance. In the darkness we hold the candle. Even if it's too hot to handle, we dance around Babylon.
Yeah, there it is. So good. Thank you, Frankie Hernandez.
Well, there's that little rap section that comes next, and I'm like,
No, it's okay. I just wanted that chorus anyway.
I won't make it. Stay on target.
That pretty much does it for this episode of the podcast. Our time is up with Frankie Hernandez. Frankie.
Man.
Thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate you. Man. We love you. We would love to have you back on again in the very near future if that is something you would be interested in.
I would love to do this again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like a follow-up on what happens with the Kickstarter and everything.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. So, you know, being a dad, I wake up, I make breakfast every morning for everybody. And, you know, one day I live in the country, so I have they have ducks and had some duck eggs, and one fell off the table and it quacked.
The dad joke! There it is!
Well, I came prepared.
I'm proud of you because you forgot earlier today, I forgot just now.
Here's the secret, okay? We why are you still laughing? Joke's over, man. What Stop happened? It. The thing is with the dad jokes, we actually save that to be if we're starting to run out of content or we feel like we don't have questions or it's just not flowing for whatever particular reason, we were going to go to, okay, tell us a dad joke. But so far now, we're at 3 episodes we haven't had to do that. So that's saying something good.
Yeah.
And thank you for telling a dad joke.
That was a great
one. Wasn't necessary because this whole episode has been absolutely amazing, but I don't think the episode would have been what it was if you didn't quack us up. And that is it for this episode of the Dadcast. Make sure you tune in for more amazing episodes coming up in the future. Once again, Frankie Hernandez, singer, songwriter, amazing dad. Thank you for hanging out and joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me. Best of luck to you guys. I hope your success continues to grow.
We appreciate it, man.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
See y'all next week.